This morning, I'm looking at the faces of several friends over many years, and they are all participating in something called Montopolis. And I know the street Montopolis. I go up and down it every day almost. But this might be something different because I see a picture of Enchanted Rock on the flyer. So I'm going to ask Justin Sherburn to tell us all about it since he's sitting at the piano and he's got a microphone and he's probably the guy that's running the whole thing. So fill us in. What's this about?
Well, this is a piece that I started about 2 years ago, and we have we premiered the piece, and then I've been working on the album, and I finished the album. So we're having a release for that album concert at the North Door on Sunday at 7 p.m.
So this weekend, Sunday, the 12th? Yeah.
At 7 p.m. at the North Door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you've got a bunch of really fine musicians in the studio with cellists and violists and violinists, all friends. And so we're who's that guy on that?
This is Bob Hofner on the pedal steel.
Now, I know the name Hofner is connected with accordions, but this is a different Hofner.
I don't know. Bob, are you?
Or Hohner.
Do you moonlight as an accordion? Yeah. Purveyor?
Is it Hohner Accordings or Hofner? Hohner.
I think okay. Hohner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I was wrong. So carry on. Don't let me talk. Play some music, and we'll remember that we're going to go get your CD and go to the party on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the North Door on Brushy Street.
That is right.
Okay, so play on.
Thank you.
You're listening to a group called Montopolis, and they are Justin Sherburn, and our violinist Lee Mahoney, and violist Alejandro
Duque.
And that's a Spanish name, I guess. Yes. Okay. And Sarah Nelson, with her red and black hair, is on the cello, and also wearing red and black and white is a fellow over there on the, what is that, a vibraphone? What is it you're playing?
Pedal steel guitar.
And his name is Bob Hoffner. And so together, you are one of the incarnations of Montopolis. Does it have other incarnations, or is this mainly the group?
This is the current group.
Mm-hmm.
Montopolis has been the moniker for all my projects,
mm-hmm.
But I believe that I've settled upon this instrumentation and ensemble for the name Montopolis.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the album will be called Montopolis.
Yeah. The album is by the ensemble Montopolis, and it's called Music for Enchanted Rock.
And there's going to be a performance on Sunday evening at 7 at the North Door.
Yes, sir.
And this is... Is it inspired by any, I mean, with the picture of Enchanted Rock, it seems like there must be a connection with Enchanted Rock.
Absolutely. I've been going out there for years, and I started speaking with my friends and family about their experiences in Enchanted Rock, and I decided to write the piece because so many people had experiences at this place.
Right.
And I started talking to people about it and recording their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And actually those stories, as you'll hear in another piece that we do, are incorporated actually into the music at mm-hmm. the performance. So I've recorded these conversations and they're played back over the music
mm-hmm.
While we're performing. As well, my friend Rip Schaub went to Enchanted Rock with me this summer, and he actually went several times, and he's a photojournalist, and he did this beautiful landscape photography of Enchanted Rock, and that'll be showing on a slideshow while we perform.
Excellent.
So it's a fully immersive multimedia experience, John.
I can't wait. Okay, and for those of you who don't know, if you've just come to Austin, Enchanted Rock is one of the oldest igneous outcroppings of rock on the planet. It's very, very old. As in, do you know what the age they're saying is it is now? It's like something.
I forget, millions.
It's in the millions.
It's in the millions of
millions
years.
Or even multiple millions. It's just really, really, really old. And so I would guess something like it. I'm not going to guess because I'll be wrong. But I'll look it up, and when we play this on the air, I'll hop in and tell people how old it is. So Enchanted Rock and Montopolis, and that music was, I don't know, is it not Philip Glass? It's not, you know, it's Justin Sherburn.
Oh, I thank you.
Yes, it is. And it's just a unique sound. I love it. So carry on. Play me another one. Thank you. And ending up with a very dramatic string played by Lee Mahoney. And she's looking gorgeous today with her blonde hair. And Justin Sherburn is the composer and pianist. And it's a very dramatic piece we just heard. And does it have a name, Justin?
That song was called Confidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounded very confident to me. I liked it a lot.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Justin Sherburn is an Austin composer and performer in many, many different groups. And we could drop his credits, but we wouldn't want to break him. So, Justin, just drop us. What are some of the groups you've played with?
Some of the groups I've played with. Well, I played with 8.5 Souvenirs for many years.
They're great.
I still play with Glover Gill and his tango group called Glover Tango.
Of which at least two of these members are part.
We've played together for many years. I toured with Acreville River and recorded on their albums, of course. Mm-hmm. And I currently play with a group called Stone Wheels, which is kind of a Towns Van Zandt country rock jam.
And, you sound very versatile to me.
Well, thank you. I also have my own jazz group called the Ascots.
Aha.
That's more of a traditional jazz swing trio. I compose for films, and I'm starting to play with a another group called Hot Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
That's led by a lovely vocalist, Eva Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
And just to plug something else coming up, I'll be one of many composers. Bob Hoffner as well is composing for this. It's a score to Buster Keaton films at the State Theater on December 2nd.
Well, that's just around the corner.
That's right. Yeah. So we've got a large ensemble that will be performing for that. It's four different composers, myself, Bob Hoffner, Dave Biller, and Lady Jackie Myers. And we're all performing for composing for short films.
Excellent.
Film. So that'll be a lot of fun.
So in other words, I think that Justin Sherburn is one of the three people that you mythically hear about who might actually be able to make a living playing music. Just barely?
Just barely.
Okay.
Just barely.
Okay. Well, we've got this group that you're hearing from is Montopolis, and they are going to give a performance and the CD release on the weekend Sunday at 7 o'clock at North Door, Brushy Street, and Justin has just ditched the piano and strapped on a guitar, and now he is a different incarnation completely. And so let's hear what the next piece is going to be.
This is a song called Gravity.
When I went to Enchanted Rock, I went to walk up the rock, and there was a really strong wind at my back, and it pushed me straight up the mountain. And then when I came back down, it was kind of like somebody was just like letting me down really slowly because the wind was still going. It was no work.
Thank you.
rock. The gods were not pleased. They cursed him to walk upon the rock for all eternity. You can see his footprints in the stone. On a cold night, you can hear his daughter's cries from deep within.
Montopolis is the name of this group. It's a very talented group of musicians from here in Austin, Texas, led by Justin Sherburn, who is the composer of all the music you've been hearing. And they are going to be participating in a CD release party or event on Sunday this weekend at 7 o'clock at the North Door on Brushy Street. And for more information, Justin, what would they do?
For more information, go to montopolismusic.com.
He just cracked. Okay, Justin, you're just too fine. So anyway, this music can be found on the new CD, which is going to be called Montopolis. Okay, and now Lee's got me going. Okay, so and you can find these people in various locations at the Austin Symphony. Many of the players here are in the symphony or in the Tosca String Quartet. And elsewhere, as Jason mentioned just a few moments ago, all the different places that he is. And Bob is where in many different places, too.
I have to do a quick plug for Bob's sound series. It's called Liminal Sound Series, mm-hmm. And he brings in fabulous artists from all around the world who make some very interesting, creative music. It's very worth checking out. Liminal Sound Series.
L-I-M, INAL?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Congratulations on that. And look forward to the Buster Keaton Festival on the 2nd of December, did you say?
That is right.
Okay. So we've got lots of things to look forward to. And most importantly, this Sunday, the 12th, at 7 o'clock in the evening at the North Door, and you will hear all of these fine people. We've had Bob Hoffner on the pedal steel and Lee Mahoney on the violin, and the violist is Alejandro Duque, and our wonderful cellist is Sarah Nelson. Thank you so much for coming in. Justin Sherburn has been leading the group, and he composed the pieces. And I just enjoyed this tremendously. Thank you so much. And our wonderful engineers are Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. Thank you very much.